This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Washed up, overweight, the way we begin the Friday edition of Sean and RJ live here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Sharif, Ralph James with you. Bobby Belt out sick for one more day. We got Pepe and Aiden firing up the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube with some basketball fireworks last night on and off the floor. A very painful sight to see Luka and Jalen Brunson going up against each other in different uniforms.
Finney Smith, part of that too?
Not so.
You don't feel as bad? No. You don't feel as bad about that?
Not as bad.
Oh, what could have been? The amount of players just run out of town, and we're stuck here. We're like Clay. You know, us and Clay, we're in the same boat. We're just kind of stuck here.
Yeah, Clay's dad, Michael Thompson, the former Laker, current broadcaster, said, "My son is in purgatory." He felt like he had a chance to get a final ring here, and now he is just kind of stuck in purgatory. But Luka and LeBron get their eighth straight win. They beat the Knicks in overtime. Luka with 32 and 12 assists. LeBron with 31 and 12 rebounds. They combined for 63 and 24 in the categories across the board, and the Lakers continue to roll.
Is that good, 63 and 24 for your top two guys? Come on now, like it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Every time there's a game on every time the Lukers are on, we're going to be sitting here watching our guy do what he does best, and that is come up big in the biggest of moments.
Lakers were down 13 in this game as well, and then they turned it on. They are now the two seed, everything. I'm trying to think of one positive thing that has happened for Nico and the Mavericks since this run. Like, the Lakers starting to stumble early on. They lose to Utah and Charlotte around the All-Star break. And that's it.
That's it.
I think that's it.
That's it. The loss to Charlotte. You know, Luka had a pretty bad game early on. He was out of shape. He was overweight. You know, 270 pounds. You know, 275 pounds. Maybe 280. I don't know. I don't know what kind of number they were going to throw out there. But that was the end of it. Now, if they go out and lose the first round, then you know, all bets are off. But they won't. They're not going to do that. They're a really good team, and they've got one of the three best players in the league, and they got LeBron.
Also, last night, apparently LeBron got into it with Stephen A. Smith, the new $100 million man, 5 years, 20 per for Stephen A. And the internet thinks LeBron was basically telling him, keep my son's name out your mouth. Well, I don't know lately what Stephen A. has said about Bronny.
So remember a couple of weeks back, remember he said like father to father, like just stop this. That was like a month ago. They have not read, or maybe more. They haven't run into each other since then. Stephen A. didn't see him at the All-Star game.
And guess what, LeBron? You caused it. So unless there's something else that happened that was extra personal, your son is now an NBA player, so he's free game. And you caused him to be an NBA player and be put in this position to be questioned and really to be laughed at as basically a token inclusion because your last name is James. So that's the way it is. Too bad. Tough. But I said the other day, LeBron has allowed Stephen A. Smith and the basketball media to get into his head. I think he thinks of it as his responsibility and role to be the voice of the players and say, stop talking about the league, stop crapping on us like this. But Stephen A. Smith and LeBron face-to-face on the baseline last night or on the sideline in L.A.
When you're when you signed that $100 million contract, not that he needed money before, but now you've got even more power. And you got more FU money, and maybe you don't need LeBron. But, I mean, you still got to cover the league. And LeBron is the leader of the league. And, like, you know, if you kind of alienate him, you might alienate a lot of players kind of by proxy with maybe. That. And that's a problem for him.
Charles Barkley creating some fireworks before the game, going off on ESPN.
Hang on. Look at that. So I just saw that the ESPN bet. The Nuggets have the best odds to win the West, not Oklahoma City? Whoa.
Well, do they not have the second best odds? I thought I saw second best odds there.
Right. I took that as...
OKC's got to have the best.
Yeah. But I took that as, you know, because they had parentheses. I took that as the Nuggets had the best. And it said Lakers had the second best odds. And then Nuggets next to it. But maybe...
It may have been tied.
May have been. That's what they were talking about.
I find it hard to believe that OKC would not be the favorite.
I would, too.
But that kind of leads us into Charles Barkley's rant saying that the media, Kendrick, Stephen A., all the people over at ESPN, they're making Charles sick.
The Cleveland Cavaliers have won 12 straight games. The Oklahoma City got the MVP, and they are on fire. Y'all are talking about who's in second place. That's the reason I get pissed. Hey, the Lakers are doing great. I don't mind being wrong. The Warriors are doing great. But Oklahoma City and the Cavs been balling for 6 months. Y'all talking about teams that had two great weeks. First of all, between that and this lame-ass LeBron-Michael Jordan debate, which is lame. I've said for years, the only people talk about LeBron and Michael is people on television who got no talent to talk about anything else. I've been saying that for years. I ain't hanging on to the 90s. I've always said LeBron's great, Michael's great. But y'all talk about it all the time and then got LeBron out there posing, talking about he all mad about being the face of the league. But it makes me mad. The Oklahoma City and the Cleveland Cavaliers are the two best stories in the NBA this year. Congratulations to the Lakers and the Warriors. They've had two good weeks. The Cavs and OKC have had six great months.
So Charles is sick of the play the hits coverage. Look, are ESPN, are they guilty of running the Cowboys into the ground, running the Lakers into the ground? Is this a dream for them that Steph and Jimmy Butler are on fire? Of course it is. The only thing they're really missing is the Mavericks storyline with the revenge and Kyrie and Anthony Davis. But this is a dream come true for the NBA post All-Star break. And I love Charles, you know that. But Charles Barkley talks about the NBA one time a week. Once.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a free ride. If Charles Barkley had to do it 3, 4, 5 times, guess what, Chuck? I got news for you. You'd be talking about the Lakers more than you would want to as well. Everyone has to fill time. I don't know how much time they're dedicating to. I'm sure they've had a segment of, is Cleveland a real championship contender? Is Oklahoma City the best in the West? I'm sure they've dedicated some time towards the Cavs and the Oklahoma City Thunder. But Charles gets to sit up there and make $25 million a year talking about the NBA one time a week to fill their show. Everyone else has 4 more days.
It's also rich that he says he doesn't bring up the 90s. You know, like their whole show is not the whole show, but they do that a lot. But, you know, another thing to Charles's point, and this is where he's, you know.
He's right about the MJ LeBron stuff.
Yeah,
too.
He is.
Lazy.
But like the Cavaliers, you see what the Cavaliers did yesterday? They trademarked the term Cavalanche. Like that's what the Cleveland Cavaliers are doing. Like they're not a story. They're sitting here trademarking that. Okay. It just 14 hours ago, the tweet came out about the from the U.S. Patent Office. Like, that's what they're, that's their story. They're not, a, they don't move the needle.
Yeah.
They're trying to sell t-shirts.
Charles tries not, he pretends like he doesn't have to care. Maybe he doesn't, but he doesn't care about the needle. Yeah, all right. The rest of us
have to care.
We got
to
talk about what people want to talk about the most.
You can name two players on the Cavs. Casuals can name one. Most people can name two players on the Cavs. Like, that's the problem. That's the problem. You can name eight players on the Lakers, and that's the issue.
877-881-1053. Franco LaFranco injury attorney text line here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a Tolo, and thank you for waking up with us. Well, someone over there on that ESPN basketball coverage responded. Kendrick Perkins. And today's going to be some fireworks with ESPN basketball talk. Hey, NBA on TNT, might want to tell that senior citizen, Charles Barkley, that I'll be around. When he see an idiot or fool in person, make sure he keeps that same energy. He can come playing with me. He can come playing with me if he want to, and I'm going to address his ass like the numbers on a house. Straight from the 409, homeboy, and we bar none and fade all. Hashtag Texas boy, Kendrick Perkins, with a response to Charles.
I've not heard that. I'm going to address him like the numbers on a house. I've not heard that. I'm going to use that one. I'm going to use that in the PAB group chat. I'm going to address you like a number on a house.
Charles does generate that energy like he's going to fight somebody, and he can barely walk. Like, for all this barroom Barkley legend from back in the day, he would get murdered by basically anyone. So that's Kendrick Perkins responding. The Dallas Stars trying to keep it going on ice.
For hits in front, score! Robertson! It went off his stick and found the net. And what a fitting finish. The Stars come back and sweep the homestand. 3-2, they beat the Flames in overtime.
There's the call on Victory Plus, as K-Twiz points out on social media. Happy Friday to the best morning show in DFW. The Stars had a perfect 8-point homestand by sweeping all the games. And they're playing so well. I'll ask
go
the
Stars, baby.
Typical lazy sports talk question. Are they peaking too early there? They're rolling. 3-2 overtime win over the Flames.
They are rolling. Not only have they won the four straight, they've won the 7 of 8. They're playing good solid teams too. It's not like they're beating dogs in this.
Another late second game winner. The other night, yeah, it was with 5 seconds left. Last night, Robo with 42 seconds left as they erased the 2-goal deficit.
We're going to learn a lot. We're going to learn a lot here this week. Very tough road trip. They got to go to Edmonton. They got to go to Winnipeg. They got to go to Colorado. We're going to learn a lot about this team. All right, this is one of those separation kind of weeks that you get for the Stars.
The big three again, or some of their big three, continuing to roll. Robo, Hintz assisted on both of Jason's goals to give him 11 in the past four games. First player in Stars history with 9 assists in a 3-game stretch. He has a 6-game point streak. And then Wyatt Johnston scoring his 6th goal in the past 4 games. And he assisted on Robertson's first goal. Stars 12 wins in their past 15. Otter with 26 saves in net.
And, you know, a couple of the games, I mean, they're putting up, you know, 6 goals in a couple of these games over this homestand. Like the power plays, you know, got into a nice little groove, and that was their bugaboo. It's about health. They can stay healthy, they're gonna be a tough out.
The way to hit us up on the Franco LaFranco injury attorney text line throughout the entire show is 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Luka and the Lakers with a trip to Boston coming up tomorrow. So grab your popcorn for that, or maybe it is still too painful to watch. Pepe, are you surprised that Roberto is not in today?
Not surprised. I mean, look, when you have a Friday backed up right to the weekend, I mean, I expect you to just take it off. You know, have the long weekend ahead. He already took Thursday off. And you have the flu. That's not a one-day sickness either. If it's truly the flu, you know, it's 2 or 3 days, but he'll be there Sunday.
You think he'll be there Sunday for the charity dinner?
for charity, I think he has to be there. Now, if he's really sick.
I don't think his wife will let him stay. His wife will be there without him.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. But, yeah, no, I think he'll be there. Look, he'll get plenty of sleep today and tomorrow. He'll be rested, and he'll be tweeting away, and he'll be back to normal.
I got a little trouble about the dinner. I had forgotten to tell Sarah about it.
Oh, great.
And I said, well, Peyton didn't remind me. I blamed it on Peyton. What? I said, he just reminded me today. And she goes, you didn't tell me today. I go, I know, I forgot.
What, did she have something else she was going to do on Sunday?
No, we have baseball weekend. She just likes to know. Let's prepare.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she wants to buy a new outfit or, you know, get her nails done, new shoes. Yeah. You know, we're on a shoes kick because we got this Italy trip, Switzerland and Italy. So we're buying, we don't want to match. They are matching. That's not the goal. It's more like, hey, let's find the most comfortable walking shoes that look good. It's an order, try on, return. Order, try on, return.
Is Mackenzie coming Sunday?
Yes. Yeah, she'll be there. I told her from the minute that we got the invite. I was like, all right, don't make plans.
Yeah, thanks for throwing me under the bus there.
I'll look at the text. I sent a text 2 weeks ago. I said, hey, next Sunday is our dinner.
Well, Sarah listens all the time. I thought someone on air said all the girls were supposed to come. Maybe that was off air. Maybe that was my wife talking to the in-laws for the babysitting on Sunday in Plano. All right, Friday edition, trying to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. WFAA with a huge get. Mark Cuban entirely breaks the silence on the Luka Doncic trade. Does he regret selling the Mavs? What does he think about the return? What does he think about the fan backlash? Mark Cuban uncut with a sit-down after the Luka deal. Next on 105.3 The Fan.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Cuban with his first media interview since the Luka trade. He had the hilarious comments with Bill Gates where he sat up there and said, you know, what would happen if you traded Microsoft 12 for Microsoft 11, something like that. It was a hilarious, brilliant analogy, but he did his first media interview with WFAA and he was asked, were you upset about the deal or the return?
Yeah, of course. And I've said this before. If the Mavs are going to trade Luka, that's one thing. Just get a better deal. You know, no disrespect to Anthony Davis, but, you know, get three. If I still firmly believe if we had gotten four unprotected number ones and Anthony Davis and Max Christie, this would be a different conversation.
That seems to be one of the criticisms following.
Yeah, but it's not my call, so it doesn't matter.
It was so weird. You talk about seeing Luka and Jalen Brunson in different jerseys last night. It was just as weird hearing and looking at Mark Cuban not really being affiliated with the Dallas Mavericks for the first time ever. That was eerie for me to watch.
Very, very different. And the fact that I'm troubled by the notion that like they didn't even kind of reach out to him during that. Not because he is a major, you know, stakeholder in the organization. I mean, he's a stakeholder.
He went to them. He urged Nico not to do it. But it's like not wanting to ask someone their opinion when you know the answer. I don't want to hear it. They knew what Mark was going to say.
But they're also not, obviously, not in tune with the market. They're not in tune with the fan base. Like, you know, Mark has the, you could say there's a lot of issues that Mark Cuban has had but understanding what the fan base wants.
Yeah.
It's not one of them.
I'm going to make a dangerous comparison.
Oh boy.
And I'm going to need you to bail me out here.
I got you.
What the Mavericks did and the way they're running, some people say is how Trump and the government are operating right now in terms of, hey, let's look at the numbers, the spreadsheet. Let's cut this federal aid. Let's cut this federal program. Let's wipe out the Department of Education. Let's wipe out the veterans. I don't know all the intricacies behind all the reasoning, but there are people who are like, hey, you are dealing with lives here. You are dealing with people and humans, but it seems to many people just to be a straight numbers thing. Let's run it as a business. There's way too much money being spent here. There's unnecessary funds being used there. Let's cut it and all decisions after that and all feelings be damned. Bail me out.
I don't know that's like, you know, crazy. Because, you know, there are a lot of people that are like, you know, pumping their fists. Like, yeah, like let's get rid of the weight. Let's do it. Let's get rid of that. And then there are others that are like, well, hang on. Now you're just willy-nilly cutting everything. And who's in charge? And, you know, all that, you know, all those questions. Like, these are just bio. These are hackers. These are hackers. These are kids. These are biology students that are just like in college that are just they got a computer degree. They're hackers, and all of a sudden here they come, and now they're in charge of finding out what the waste is. This was
my point is just a lack of feeling, connective feeling behind it. You know, the fan base, the tie to Luka, and all that. But we can move on to another thing. Mark Cuban sitting down, WFAA. Mark, would you have traded Doncic, and what's your relationship like with him now?
I'm not going to go there. It's not. It doesn't even matter. You know.
I mean, I saw you were at the game, though, in L.A. Yeah. And, I mean, that signifies. And I think you dapped up his dad. And
yeah,
stands.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
Sasha.
So there's got to there's some sort of.
Well, there was a connection just There's because connection. We traded. Like, I still talk to Steve Nash. I mean, I went through this before when Steve Nash left and then won two MVPs.
Yeah.
Right? The good news is that we went to the finals and won a championship. So I've been through something, but there wasn't social media back then. So it wasn't quite the same. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to make mistakes. And, you know, I think the biggest challenge that the Mavs have right now is there's nobody who's really outgoing to communicate. And it's not so much what you do, it's how you communicate why you do what you do. And that's their challenge without me in front.
Do you think some of that is because they're kind of new to this? I mean, they've been
I think it's just not their nature.
And well, they've been also NBA owners for about a year. And I mean, Nico's been GM for, what, a few years. Yeah. But entirely, that's not a whole lot of experience. Do you feel that's part of it?
No, they're just not me. Right? You can't expect them to be me where, yeah. When Steve Nash left, I wrote a blog post explaining why, and talking about all these things. I talked about, how we traded for Luka, that's what I did. That was the way I connected to fans. And that's the way I tried to build a connection with fans. They're just not me.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing. There's things they're going to do that are better than anything I can do in that regard. I still think it may take longer now, but it'll be okay.
I don't know if it's going to be okay. I'm not sure why Mark was fine questioning the trade return and saying you didn't get enough back, but he doesn't want to comment on whether he would have executed the trade or not. I'm not understanding that. But then he gets into the PR side, and he said they're missing someone like me. And
they are.
The second big part of the Kyrie injury, he was your bridge. He was your spokesperson. He was your face. He was your stabilizing force. He could be out there and say, hey, let's calm the anger a little bit, which he did. Let's tone down a little bit of the rhetoric and not be as attacking and not be as nasty on both sides. From Patrick Dumont smearing Luka's name on the way out to the fans, maybe going after Nico and his safety, but you don't have Cuban and you now don't have Kyrie to be out there and try to calm that down.
Got nothing.
Since he's not around.
You have Clay. You have Clay, who probably could not be more miserable and doesn't want to be here and doesn't want to try to salvage this. Like if you're Clay Thompson, do you not want to just be like the worst possible employee for the next 35 days until the end of the regular season, go into the off season and demand to be gone? Like isn't that what your goal is right now?
Mark Cuban on WFAA. Do fans have a right to be this upset over the deal?
Yeah, you're justified however you feel. Yeah. What makes sports different than every other industry, Google has, Texas Instruments has a record quarter. Nobody throws a parade. And when you win, if fans are passionate enough to show up in 100-degree weather and line the streets, then you've got to expect when things don't go the way they want, yeah, they're going to be just as passionate in response.
Great follow-up question, because we talked about this the other day. Do you understand why some Mavs fans might be mad at you for selling the team, leading to the absolute destruction and disappearance of a squad that was just in the finals?
They didn't feel that way when we went to the finals last year.
They did not. What would your message to those fans be who feel that,
Father Time's undefeated, right? Father Time's undefeated, so nobody plays forever. And so you go through adjustments, and hopefully Nico and Patrick, have a plan, and they'll make it work.
They haven't consulted you at all throughout any of this?
I have not talked to Nico about it. I said hi to Nico twice after the trade.
Are you going to get back into owning an NBA team?
I mean, if someone makes me a deal, but unlikely.
Yeah, look, I mean, We could sit here and wax poetic about how much we all wanted Mark back. I mean, there are a lot of fans that stopped going to games because of Mark.
Absolutely.
So
there are people that put him up there with or over Jerry as most disliked, especially after this election.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was political driven. But Mark, Mark did have the fault and Donnie too, and I'm a Donnie guy, of like they were a little bit too loyal. They were too loyal to their guys. And I think that Nico and Dumont are too cold. They're too unloyal.
Yes. Let me ask this question, because some fans are putting this responsibility on Mark. How much responsibility do you think should have been on him to vet the Demonts and know that they were capable of this type of move? I mean, to me, that's pretty unreasonable and unlikely.
You're
not going to sit down, right, when someone puts a $4 billion check in front of you. Like, is it Mark Cuban's responsibility to say, and a lot of people do this when they sell a house,
Peyton, you're going to know this because McKenzie wants that old classic style. All right, I'm going to sell you this house, but I don't want you to tear it down. I want to maintain the integrity of the build. I still want this to basically be kept around as a historic place and historic and blah, blah, blah. Like, we expect Mark Cuban to ask Patrick DeMont, you're going to keep Luka, right? Or does that thought not even go into his head?
Doesn't even go into his head. Because, you know, when you're dealing with, you're going to figure this out when you go to sell your house. Because
you're talking to me?
Yeah.
I got about 20 years.
Right. But, like, you know,
I did sell my last house.
Yeah, you did. But when you sell a house for $300,000, you have a really big, wide net. When you sell your house for $3.5 billion, you got a small net. And that's what the Mavericks did. They sold for $3.5 billion. You know, it's not like you can just go down to, down to the corner here and find somebody that's local. Like, there are billionaires in DFW, but you've got to have billionaires that want to be into the, you know, want to buy the team, you know, that also have the cash flow. So you have to cast this wide net. You can't just say, oh, well, he's a local guy and he's loyal to the city.
Let's just say Mark Cuban was told by DeMont, just to let you know, ha ha ha, over a bottle of wine, I'm gonna trade Luka eventually. Mm-hmm. Is Mark Cuban backing out of the deal?
Probably not. Because, like, to him, it's like...
Nor should he, I don't blame him, right? He's not the owner of the Mavericks anymore.
Right, nor should he, but also, like...
We want him to be the all-time steward of the team.
The steward of the team. You know, when you're trying to sell this, like, you can't worry about everything that they're going to wind up doing.
Yeah.
You know, like, would you not sell the house to somebody if they say, I'm going to take your pool out, I'm going to cover your pool up, and then just, you know, put a putting green back there?
Right.
Like, no, that's not how it works.
Is Mark Cuban mad that he sold the Mavs? Since this all happened,
sometimes I get mad and I wouldn't have done this, but no, not really, because, you know, go back to why I sold. I don't want my kids to end up in this exact position at some level if they made a mistake, right? I mean, literally, imagine if I didn't and my kids had taken over and they made a mistake like this.
You didn't want them to go down, you know, the road of owning the
not
Mavericks
that I didn't want them
or to deal with the criticism of it.
It's just social media has changed things dramatically. And they grew up with social media. All their friends are connected to them on social media. And to log in and, you know, scroll through your feed and just see what we're seeing now, mm-hmm. you know, seeing what happened with the Jones family, you know, continuously, I don't want my kids to go through that. You know, and then there were other things, you know, like you can only scream at the refs and at the league about the refs for so long before it's just like, I'm an idiot.
So, really nice get by WFAA sitting down for Mark Cuban's first media interview after the Luka deal. Sean and RJ, shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Thanks for being a total. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. Good morning to Cam, Blake. We also have Jeremiah. We got Benny. We got Lucas on the Twitch, the fan cam, and the YouTube. And, of course, you listening on the radio and the Odyssey app. Did another leaf fall that is going to burn the Cowboys with the Micah Parsons deal? Look, y'all, free agency is next week, but more things just happened yesterday. We'll update you with everything that happened around the NFL, and will the Cowboys be able to take any advantage next on The Fan? Sean and RJ coming at you live with Pepe and Aiden in the back for the Friday edition. Bobby Belt out sick as our Cowboys insider on your home of America's team and the Texas Rangers 105.3. The Fan, RJ Choppy, will have some Diamond Cavs for you on your home of your favorite baseball team at 7 a.m. this morning. Did another Micah Parsons leaf fall, or is it about to fall? It looks like the Bengals are choosing offense. And Trey Hendrickson, the all-pro defensive end, 30 years of age, leading the National Football League in sacks over the past 2 years, has been given the permission to seek a trade. So you got Higgins, I thought, and I would have him being the odd man out. You got Jamar, and you got Trey, and Trey Hendrickson is about to leave the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yep. He's got the one more year on his contract, you know, for this year with a cap number very, very manageable, just $18 million, right? That's his cap charge for this year. But, you know, are you going to sign him to an extension? And this is, I think, like, this is a kind of position that they're in that if you, and I believe every NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, they all these general managers, owners, managers, coaches need to go to like every year, a continuing education course. And this should be a complete thesis done on this guy and this situation. Because you have a really, really, really good player in his prime coming off a career year.
Again, 17 and a half sacks.
Yep. 1 year left on his deal and about to be over the hill.
Yep.
There is never a more, like, you could absolutely argue for either one. You could absolutely argue for, and I will say to the day I'm dead, the smart team building thing is, yes, it's going to suck to trade him and watch him get 17 sacks next year, but it is absolutely the smart thing to do because you could easily get a first-round pick for him or something high. And
I can see a second.
Sure, right? But you're going to get something. You're going to get a good, solid pick for him. Are you going to pay a 31-year-old $35 million?
Yeah.
On a 3-year deal?
Problem for the Cowboys is, I don't think it will end up being a problem. Possible issue for the Cowboys, I'll rephrase it. He's in line for an extension.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he gets Crosby money at 35, 36. So I don't think a leapfrog takes place there. I don't think anyone thinks Trey Hendrickson is Max Crosby. Maybe he matches it. Maybe he's like right around it. I don't think this will be a leaf that hurts the Cowboys.
I don't think so either. I think what it could do is if they were to trade him and the Cowboys do want to trade Micah, it could give them kind of a parameter of what the trade might look like. You know, in terms
of, you have a floor to start with.
Yeah, a floor, like a serious floor. Like if Trey gets a first round pick, like the Cowboys really seriously could be like, hey man, we might be able to get two firsts and more.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For Micah, so like that might give them a real good idea what the market is for an edge rusher.
So you would have picked Higgins over Hendrickson. We know Jamar is going to be there, get his money. Higgins is 26.
Well, I don't know that I'd necessarily pick Higgins either. You know, part of having Joe Burrow and an elite quarterback is that you don't have to pay two top flight receivers.
Yeah.
You know, you can.
Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes have showed us that.
Right. So you could just keep Jamar Chase, move on from Higgins as well, and take the $20 million or the $30 million you would save on Hendrickson and the $30 million or so you would save on Higgins and take that $60 million and then get yourself a lot of depth on defense.
Jacksonville is, and I'm trying to think of a team that could use Hendrickson like a pass rusher away. Obviously, you can never have enough pass rushers.
You can never have enough. You know, right now, like the teams that are always thrown in this offseason, like Detroit's been in on everything. The Eagles are seemingly been in on everything. You know, if you're the Lions, like you've got Hutchinson, but what's he going to be like when he comes back off that leg? Like they might be a team in on it. The Eagles are always somebody that you've got to watch out for. Washington now.
Yep. And I'm seeing the Chicago Bears as well. So Trey Hendrickson has been given permission to seek a deal. Jacksonville, probably the most active team. They've taken the poor man's torch from Washington years ago, being the most active free agent team. Usually they're spending, and now they're slicing and dicing. So we thought they were cutting Christian Kirk. They end up trading Kirk to the Texans for a 7th rounder. The Texans needed wideout help with Stephon Diggs and Robert Woods heading the free agency, and Tank Dell underwent surgery to repair that nasty ACL injury, ACL, MCL, LCL, whatever.
All the CLs.
And Dell is expected to miss most, if not all, of the 2025 season. So the armpit picks up Christian Kirk, and they release Evan Ingram, who is always hurt. And he went back to being hurt last year. But the year before, if you had him in fantasy, 17 games, 114 catches, and he also had 4 touchdowns. So Evan Ingram available now, the former New York Giant. So that's what Jacksonville is doing. The Browns restructured Deshaun Watson's contract to be cap compliant. They were about $22 million over the cap before they got this done yesterday. There are people that still think, and I would also still draft a quarterback or get a quarterback if I'm Cleveland.
You're in a spot too. You're in a really good spot to get one.
Shador.
Yep.
Supposedly the Browns were one of the teams not turned off by Shador at the combine, yep. And he plays with them in Madden for some reason.
Yes, he does. He loves the Cleveland Browns. It's got to be the uniforms. It's got to be. That's got to be what he likes. It's certainly not anybody, any of the players.
Would you do a character check on Shador and be like, why are you playing with Cleveland and Madden? And he goes, I love Deshaun. I love Watson. And you're like, oh, red flag. Character check.
I don't know. Let's see. That's an interesting one. I mean, I still listen to some R. Kelly songs.
Yeah.
So I can't really say anything. They're jams. What am I going to say? What am I going to do?
San Francisco has informed D-tackle Javon Hargrave he's going to be released on the first day of the league year next week. So one of those San Francisco signings makes me even more sick because Philly got rid of him. And obviously it didn't work out with the 49ers. So that means Philly, in my mind, made the right move. And speaking of Shador, he has come out and said, don't believe the media. They're trying to bring down my value. And yesterday, we talked about this. Matthew Berry, Bobby Belt the other day said people came away loving Cam Ward and not liking Shador Sanders through the interview process. Josina Anderson, who I guess now is an agent representative for Deion Sanders and his family. Josina said she's disappointed. It's basically BS. But Dane Brugler went on to report, friend of the show, was on last week in Indy. Many teams don't view Shador as a first-round pick? Oh, my God. If Bobby gets this and Will Chambers loses this argument, we'll never hear the end. Dane, quote, Sanders is going to be a wild card in this draft. He could go in the top six or fall out of the first round entirely, and neither outcome would be a shock. He's not a first-round quarterback for a lot of NFL teams, which is not a major surprise and matches my evaluation, Dane saying that. But all it takes is one front office. If he falls out of the top 10, this would be an interesting landing spot. Talking about some possibilities out there.
Man.
Didn't you find someone who had him like not drafted, was it?
This is Daniel Kelly. This is the guy. He spent like a year with the Jets, and he has all these hot takes on quarterbacks. His Twitter account is at First Round Mock. But he goes, as a former NFL scout,
well,
I have an undraftable free agent grade on Shador Sanders from his 2024 film. That's what the film demonstrated at Colorado translates as an NFL projection. I don't understand the agenda out there to push him to go first round, but it's not going to do him any favors once the season starts and he has to face the realities of the NFL. I don't get this one. He has no dominant traits on film. He's the slowest time to throw in this draft class, 3 seconds. The most sacked quarterback in the past 2 seasons, and that was against the softer schedule at Colorado. Watch people in the media push and promote him as a first-round talent. It's like watching Trey Lance pre-draft all over again. Ooh. Unfair to Shador. It's setting him up to fail. Now, if you go back and you remember from last year, he said that Caleb was not... He annihilated Caleb Williams last year, and then he had Spencer Rattler as his top passer in the draft, which, you know, Spencer played a lot this year. That was more out of necessity because of the injury.
None of that looked pretty.
It was not. No, Spencer was not great. Jaden Daniels obviously was the best quarterback this year in the draft who performed this year.
I asked Bobby before he was out sick, and to me, this is the fascinating comparison. Bigger character concerns off field between Shador or Caleb? And he pretty quickly answered Shador. And I was like, oh, okay, because there was a lot of Caleb noise. And he said there's more concerns over Shador and everything that is going to come along with that.
Yeah, the Caleb questions, I thought, were, you know, the... You're going into his mom's arms. Well, that's just a kid. Painting his nails. You know, that's whatever. Isn't there an Alabama kid? I think there's an Alabama receiver who just got a NIL deal with a nail paint with a nails company.
Yeah,
like that might just be something kids do. I have no idea, right? My kids don't, but wouldn't surprise me if there's kids out there. I think the concerns with Caleb were just like, what's going on here? he's a little different.
There it is. Around the rest of the National Football League heading into free agency week. No one covers it and loves it more than we do here on Sean and RJ. Thanks for being a part of us heading into your weekend on DFW Sports Station. Did Adolis avoid the Luka curse? We're your home of the Rangers and RJ Choppy getting you closer to the start of the baseball season with some Diamond Cavs next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.